Welcome to the Feeding and Leading Podcast, featuring Todd Fisher and Andy Taylor, a podcast for church leaders focusing on expository preaching, pastoral leadership, and ministry.
All right, welcome everybody to the Feeding and Leading Podcast. Today we are going to have a very special episode. My name is Andy Taylor. I am the East Central Regional Ministry Partner for Oklahoma Baptist, and I have never been so glad to introduce my co-host, the Executive Director of Oklahoma Baptist, Dr. Todd Fisher.
What's going on, Andy?
I do not think that that's the question that we're asking here. I think we all kind of know what's going on, but
here we are sitting in my hospital room.
Yeah, your office for now.
Yeah. Yeah. My office for now. Been here for, how long we've been here, Jamie? 3 weeks?
A while.
Yep.
Okay, so 2 weeks. Just the fact that they're hearing your voice right now is dispelling all kinds of rumors.
I am alive.
He is alive. Still well.
I'm not in a coma or anything like that. I'm good. The accident was on July 28th. You and I are recording this on August
21st.
I was in the OU Trauma Center for 16 days,
mm-hmm.
and I have been in the Oklahoma City Rehab here for 1 week now. So been about 3 weeks total, maybe a little more. It's been quite a journey. I got, everything I've been told, it's completely by the grace of God that I'm alive. So, I have a lot wrong with me, but I also have a lot that didn't get hurt. You know, I have no, brain injury, head injury. Of course, some people might think I do.
Oh, come on.
No brain, head injury, you know, all my teeth, my jaw, my neck, all of that is, you know, intact. And this could have been, it's bad, but it could have been a lot worse. I know there's probably some curiosities as to what all is happening, going on with me.
Tell us first, just how are you generally feeling right
now? Yeah, I'm generally feeling okay. When you cannot put any weight on your feet, life is kind of hard. You know, you got to transfer out of your hospital bed into a wheelchair using a sliding board. And then also I only have one good arm too. So even doing that with one good, if I just had one more good appendage, it would be a world changer. But I'm progressing. I've turned a big corner on pain, and now it's just a matter of, you know, trying to rehab my arm and everything. So basically, every bone in both of my ankles was broken, and plates and screws and everything. And in the surgery, you know, they just lined it all back up. And then probably sometime around October-ish, later October, is when I'll be allowed to start trying to put weight on my feet again and kind of learning to walk again. And, you know, and that's a prayer request, is that, you know, my ankles will heal and work and everything.
No setback.
Yeah. And then I had a compound fracture in my pelvis. Usually when you fracture a pelvis, they don't operate on it, but the very tip wing of my pelvis was a compound fracture, so they had to surgically repair that. And that's kind of causing me some numbness, and you know, everything's kind of mostly on my left side. And so that's just kind of a thing there. And then I had a compound fracture of my humerus, my upper left arm. And that has caused significant radial nerve damage. So I can move my left arm, but I can't, you know, I can't lift my hand. Oh, I can't bend my wrist, you know, and that's what a lot of my therapy is right now, is since I can't really do anything in my feet yet, since I can't put weight on them, is trying to get that arm woken up. And then, I broke the lower four ribs on my left side and the upper five ribs on my right side. And that's been kind of difficult because when you're in rehab and you're trying to push and pull with my one good arm, those ribs will really sing at you, you know. And broken ribs, man, I'm telling you, I'd always heard what a deal it is. And it is, they won't let you like catch a full breath and stuff. So a lot of times I'll kind of sound winded, although like I've been working out, I haven't been, you know, doing that much. But those, you know, those will all heal on their own. And then I had cracked my L5 vertebra and had a couple of herniated discs. But I don't have any back pain. You know, that's another thing. And so, you know, it's just going to be kind of it's just a long road of recovery. My prayer request is just that God would heal my body and heal these bones, and that, you know, I can get back to some semblance of what life was like, you know, in terms of me physically, you know, functioning, the way it was before the accident. Now, when October comes and I can put weight on my feet, that'll be a whole nother stage of therapy again, getting to where I can start walking again. So anyway, that's quite a scorecard. But my baseline, the starting point I think about on everything is I'm alive. And, Jamie has been amazing. Jamie's been by my side the entire time. We've had family and so many people that have stepped up and made it where she can be by my side. And,
we've known this for years about Jamie, right?
Yes.
I mean, she is the rock.
And you know, when you go through something like this, you learn greater depths of the covenant of marriage, you know, the commitment that you made to each other. Of course, she's doing all the work. I'm just being the recipient of everything she does for me.
You're the one sitting in the bed saying it right now, and she's the one over there
But she's been amazing, and you know, this accident has brought our marriage closer than I think we ever thought we would ever. It's done a work in my family that, you know, I don't think we ever could have imagined.
I tell you, I'm just gonna say, and that your son has been amazing.
Yeah. So apparently he grabbed my phone and became my press secretary.
He did. And
yeah,
you know, you have great children, but I'm telling you, Seth, they were almost born the same day. So
yeah,
you're apart. So Zachary has, it's just, he's been amazing.
Yeah. It's just been, you know, incredible what God has taught us and done. You know, it's not easy. You got moments of a fear of what is to come, that maybe everything's not going to heal the right way and this could be a life-altering thing. And you know what? If it is, it is. And I'm just, God spared my life. And then however he wants to do with my life from here moving forward, that's what he's going to, I want him to do. And I want God, you know, to be glorified in all of this. And if anyone can come to faith in Christ, if anyone can be encouraged by a testimony I hopefully can build through all of this, man, you know, that's what I want. I can tell you right now, I will be able to talk to people who've gone through trauma And you know, there's you get kind of some dark nights of the soul, where you kind of want to say, gosh, I cannot believe this happened to me, or you know, get me out of here. I got to go home. I'm, you know, kind of going stir crazy or whatever. But you know, those are the moments where you just got to lean into the Lord even harder. And what I've learned is this interesting. It's what the Christian faith is. There's a lot of discipline in the Christian faith. You know, we get up, we discipline ourselves to have our quiet times. We discipline ourselves in our appetites. We discipline ourselves in spiritual disciplines. Yet at the same time, the whole time behind that is it's not really you doing it. It's Jesus doing it through you. And I've learned that interesting combination in a deep way, like I never ever knew I would. There's a lot of you got to wake up in the morning ready to go to work here in the rehab doing therapy. You got to have an attitude that says, I'm not going to sit here and say, woe is me. I'm going to work. I'm going to do what I need to do to get better and want to have a positive attitude. And yet at the same time, you know, it's God who's going to do it, you know, who's doing it through me. So I've learned that in a very deep way that I wouldn't have otherwise, you know. And those first couple of weeks in the trauma unit, that was probably some of the most physically painful things I've ever experienced. And yet even in the midst of really hard physical pain, it's amazing, you know, the God's presence, just leaning into Him, even in those moments, you know. And now I'm not in all the physical pain. Now I'm sitting here going, you know, they really should let me go home. And now it's that kind of, you got to be patient. You got to.
The mental grind is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, the mental grind of it is very, you know, challenging. And it'll continue to be until I can, you know, get back up on my feet and everything. So, so yeah, I guess that's just a little bit in a nutshell of what happened and what's going on with me. But I am improving and I am doing better. I feel like getting a little stronger every day. And, you know, it's just been amazing to see what God has taught us and to see what God has done in my life and in the family's life. And I'll have a lot more to share, you know, about some of the specific things that God has taught me. There's some really powerful things, you know, early on. Some things that's happened in me and some things I know involved with the accident and stuff where you just go, oh, wow, there's the hand of God. That's the only way you can explain any of that. And I'm going to share that with Oklahoma Baptists, you know. One of my kind of targets is just to, when the annual meeting comes in November, I would love to be able to walk up to that stage and give my address.
All right. He just threw that down right there. He just said it. It's out there. It's going to get published.
That might be a little bit of a bold goal. I don't know.
Well, you got to throw something on the wall, right, to go for.
I may have to sit on a stool when I get up there, but.
You wouldn't be the first preacher to do that.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, that's kind of what's happening.
You've had, I'm looking at your window seal right now, and I know that's just like the very tip of the iceberg on so many people have phone calls, text messages, and I know that you've not even been able to look at 1/100th of all those things. Oklahoma Baptist, and particularly our pastors, have just been so concerned.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to be thrilled to hear your voice on this,
yeah.
But why don't you just talk to them?
Yeah, you know, one of the hardships now for me is I want to go back to work. You know, I want to get back to work. I want to get back to encouraging pastors and you know, kind of work in the vision that we have laid out for our state convention, you know, serving churches and pastors. And, you know, overwhelmed isn't even a close enough word to describe the response of from people, the number of messages that we have gotten from people, and just, you know, texts and cards, and I don't even know where to begin. And it is overwhelming, and it's incredibly humbling that many people care about you, that many people are praying, and it's been amazing. And the number of people that said, you know, hey man, get better, we got to have you back, we need you back on your feet, and it's just been incredible. And our church, First Baptist Church of Choctaw, and of course Emmanuel Baptist in Shawnee, where we were at for so long, the people from both of those churches have just been unbelievable. And you know, the food they're taking to our house, you know, and just all the help that they have given, it's really been humbling and overwhelming. It really is.
And you know, it's not just been Oklahoma Baptists. I mean, it's been people from all over the Southern Baptist Convention.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Extended their concern and their love for you, and by extension, not only to you, but to us as an Oklahoma Baptist family.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. So it's really been amazing. Really, like I said, just overwhelming and humbling, you know?
Yeah.
Encouraging, incredibly encouraging.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Yeah,
that's good. Well, we will definitely do some more updates with this, but you know, I know right now you're in a rehab hospital and you are ready to go home. I know you've said that a couple of times, you're ready to go home. You know, there's until October, November, whenever you start getting back on your feet, you know, not going to be able to get out and go like you were, you know, burning up the highway and stuff. But we've got, you know, we got work for you to do.
We do. There is work to be done.
And, you know, I've had some people suggest to us that maybe we need to start doing this podcast every week. I don't know. We've been doing it twice a month. I don't know if we could handle that once a week. But, you know, I do know that these pastors and Oklahoma Baptists as a whole, it'll be good for them to hear your voice. But maybe even more than, well, alongside of that, just to know that, you know, God is in control.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to have a really good word of encouragement for our pastors through all of this, and it's going to be related to that. It's kind of stuff we've been saying, but, you know, pastors put in a lot of work. They do a lot of things, and at the same time, they got to remember it's the Lord that's doing it through them, and it's the Lord that's fighting for them, and it's a good reminder for our pastors. And the places of discouragement that they can find themselves, you know, just those challenges. I've been talking to pastors for 2.5 years now in this job doing all that. And then, boom, God put me in a place where I got to get a taste of all that myself. And I think that's going to be good as I'm able to get back and, you know, start encouraging pastors again, you know, to have walked through this.
Yeah, the empathy level goes a whole new stratosphere, right?
That's right, yeah.
Man, it's good to hear
All
your
right.
voice.
Hey,
it's good
man,
to see you.
Thanks for coming to the hospital and seeing me. And
well, you know.
This is our first feeding and leading from, we had our first one from Falls Creek, our first remote one.
Right. Well, that one has still not been released yet. We're not going to release it yet. No.
Little did we know. We're going to do another remote one from my hospital room. So, well, I just want to say to close, the pastors that are listening to this, churches that are listening to this, people that are listening to this, that have been praying for me, how deeply grateful I am for all of the prayers, all of the concerns. We are so deeply grateful. And I would just ask that you would continue to pray for me and just continue to pray for this healing, that God would just heal my body. And, you know, I can get back to where we were before. And so I just want to just say as heartfelt a thank you as I know to say for everything that people have done for me in terms of just praying and just everything they've done. It's incredibly, incredibly appreciated by me and my family.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for you before we...
All right, man. All right. Thank you, bro.
Father, thank you so much for your grace. And thank you that providentially you have spared Todd's life and you have him on the road to recovery now. I pray, God, that your healing hand would be on every injury. I thank you that his pain is going down. I pray that you give him mobility in his arm and his both of his feet. God, and just I pray that progress would just come every day. But most of all, God, for Todd and Jamie and their kids, their family, I pray that their mind would be fixed on Jesus. And God, that you would help them not to be anxious about anything. God, but there's plenty to give you praise and thanks for. We thank you for our Oklahoma Baptist family, and thank you that they have been such stalwarts of support and always are. And thank you for the encouragement, and I pray that this is an encouragement to them. We give you honor and praise, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Andy. And thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us again for Feeding and Leading, and we'll see you in the next episode.
This episode of Feeding and Leading has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptist. Visit us at oklahomabaptist.org or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptist, advancing the gospel together.